Okay, let's go talk to Jim. Hey, Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, great to have you on this show, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, pal, thanks for holding on so long.
Tim, I've got a cedar chalet-type home that we built about 5 years ago. And the great room is 48 by 36. And it's got a steeped pitch chalet-type roof on it.
Oh, like an A-frame almost?
Right.
Okay, got it.
And a all-glassed-in front trowel.
Yes, okay.
And then on either side, there's a wing that's 90 degrees reversed.
With also a steep roof coming into it.
Right.
Okay.
But not quite as high.
Yes. I got a clear picture of what it looks like.
Okay. Now, the ceilings throughout are 1-inch tongue and groove cedar.
Got it.
It's a post and beam type home.
Okay.
All right. Now, when the rafters are 2x12s.
Okay.
24 inches on center. And what they did, they laid 6-inch bats in there when they built the house. And there's about a 13-inch or so gap between the tongue and groove inner ceiling and the sheeting on the roof.
Okay.
On top of which you got the tar paper and the shingles.
Sure, so you've got like this 6-7-inch gap with no insulation.
Right, and then there's a ridge row, and then there's vents in the soffit that give you the ventilation you need.
Yes.
Now, the problem comes when we went to put the lights in. There's 50-some can lights cut into this 1-inch tongue and groove ceiling.
Okay.
And these can lights, when they put them in, they put them in from the lower side, they poked up that insulation.
Yes.
So now I have 54 holes in the roof.
Yes.
What it amounts to, where air can come in. And we live on a little hill, and there's a valley below us, and the wind, of course, is pretty constant coming up, hits those soffit vents. And in the wintertime, you're losing a ton of heat through each one of those lights.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I couldn't agree more.
Now, the builder tells me I can get the can out. Of course, you've got the wiring to contend with, but I'll look for some kind of a sock I can put over that can, and I'm not familiar with this foam stuff. If you could get a foamy can with a nozzle on it, like a WD-40 can nozzle,
yeah,
and squirt foam up there, then I'm concerned about fire.
Right, right. You can't. That solution that you're talking about is not acceptable because these. How long ago were these put in? It had to be many years ago.
No, this was put in 5 years ago.
What? And they didn't. So they put in the wrong housing. In other words, they make housings that don't leak air like that. We had this issue many years ago, and it sounds like maybe the wrong can was put in.
They talk about an airtight can now.
Yeah.
Where the eyeball of the light and the ring are sealed. Now, you can't rotate that light. These swivel.
Right, exactly.
So there's a gap between the ball and the ring so that it can swivel, and then there also, in the can itself, there are perforations.
Right. Well, here's what I would do. If I would, because I'm running out of time here, I've only got about a minute left. What I would do, the safest thing to do here is to, do you know the manufacturer of the light? Is it a Halo?
Yes.
Okay. I would contact the Halo, the manufacturer of these lights, and I'd take some photos and write to them and get in touch with their top engineer and see if they have a fix. You know, on cars, we have recall notices.
Right.
And see if they have, because you're not the first person with this problem. And with this energy crisis we have, see if they have some type of an approved fix that'll work. That is totally safe. You know, that's the first thing I would do.
Okay.
You know, and I'm going to do it too, because you're not the first person that's asked me this. So I'm going to be researching at the same time, and let's try to get back together in the next couple of weeks and see if either of us have gotten an answer back from them. How's that sound?
Did I just call you, or have I got a
Yeah,
way to
yeah,
email?
Call me. Yeah, just call me back or email me.
What's your email, Tim?
Tim at askthebuilder.com.
After builder.
Ask the builder. Ask the builder.
Ask the builder.
Yes. All righty. Thanks, buddy. All righty. We are just about out of time. Denny McCune's going to be up next. More Ask the Builder next week, and during the week, it's askthebuilder.com. This is WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.